flowing to work. That's a little nigga.
I said, I got damn bitch. I hit the band one time. I got damn bitch. I hit my man one time. Give me started, give me started, give me started. Give me started, give me started, give me started. Ha, bitch, I'm half retarded.
It's your boy Provolone Tone. Happy Real Nigga Sunday.
It's your boy Roger, you heard?
It's Bobby Loso. Happy Real Nigga Sunday.
Fuck is up, Wild Vista? We here.
Welcome back, my brother.
What up?
How y'all feeling this week?
Feels good.
Feel good, feel great. I'm glad to be here, you know?
Minus this bullshit-ass weather.
Hey, shit.
Life's great, but almost didn't make it. I was about to have a no-call, no-show.
Word?
I ain't feel like doing shit today, I ain't gonna lie.
Word.
Damn, I think I'm still catching up from that damn concert, my nigga.
What concert you went to?
We went to, me and Ron went to that Meek shit.
Meek shit? Where was it at?
Nigga, at the Garden, nigga. That shit was... I ain't gonna lie, that shit was packed out, boy.
It was sold out?
Yeah, I think that shit was sold out. Surely.
Oh, no. All them other shits don't be sold out.
Nah, that shit
sold out the Garden. Shout out to Meek Mill.
Yeah, nah, I think that shit was. When I looked around, I was like, yeah, this shit packed out, boy.
Well, I hope he got his money for that, because I seen he was fucking beefing with the label.
Yeah, he said he never got no money from rap or some shit like that, right?
Never get a check from the label or some shit.
Was that at Ross?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
No, I think him and Ross do got some little.
She's a beef tension going on right now.
Yeah,
so he got it. Company signed to MMG, and that's raw. So
yeah, right.
I think they got some little. Cause I remember, I think for Meek's birthday or some shit, it was like. Meek Kim got into a, like Rose camp or some shit like that.
Oh nah, Ross, we got 24 hours.
You did that whole shit about baby.
Yeah,
Ross, so, you got 24 hours to respond, my brother. So
what was that?
On.
Idols become rivals. What was that?
That's crazy.
Talking all that shit. What's up? Why niggas is not happy? You not feeding niggas?
Yeah, nah, I don't know what's going on with that, but I ain't gonna lie. I was in there smoking up a storm. You hear me?
This nigga.
Bro, you smoking?
For sure.
He was getting high. For sure. All that shit
that
about
happened?
Me.
How that happened?
That's my element. When I'm in that element, when I'm in the concerts, little shit like that, oh, it's going down. Your boy is a chimney. You hear me?
Oh, this nigga talking big.
So you was passed
shit.
Out after the concert?
Never.
Oh, you took
never.
It like a champ? Oh, Rod.
Yeah.
He took it like a champ?
Or
taking a couple pulls and passing.
Nah, this nigga was smoking, but the funniest shit is at the end, man. You know how you smoking in the spot. Yeah. He in the concession stand area.
What?
He smoking like this, y'all. In the security right there, like, yo, look at this nigga right now.
Look
like,
at this nigga right now.
He acting. He want them niggas to tell him something.
Nigga, I said I was smoking with authority.
Bro, I'm like, damn.
Oh, shit. Nah, that was. I felt good being outside, though. Like, it felt normal. Like,
yeah,
it felt like before COVID to me. Like,
shit been fucked up out here, man.
Nah, I enjoyed that, though.
I had to show y'all vaccine cards.
All of that. You know, they matched the ID with...
Yeah, that
with
sounded the, light, though.
Yes, yeah, nothing crazy,
nah,
it's
just
me?
A quick scan. Your name's matching. All right, go ahead.
they ain't really on it. Like, that was my first time really having to...
To show it.
Yeah, in a situation like that. But I'm like, wait, that's just too light. Like, yeah. Anybody, you can flash a fucking...
They don't even read the name.
Construction paper with your name on it and say COVID-19 vaccine and you good money. Like, I seen a lot of people was there, but I ain't really. I seen one person I went to play ball with in college, but other than that, I ain't really seen nobody.
The mixie.
You seen your aunt?
I seen my aunt when I walked through. It's very, very mixy. Very mixy, though.
The Garden?
Yes. That shit was very mixy, son.
What you feel mixy?
Everybody's out. Bitches was out. Yeah, that shit. Movie.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Next time we got
mobbed out.
This Meek Mill concert.
Somebody gonna pop back through.
Everybody
touring right now, so somebody gonna pop back through.
Yeah, they could outside open.
Yeah, everybody gonna be. Somebody gonna be through. The bitch gonna go.
And why we on?
Where is Rolling Loud?
Rolling Loud is out here this weekend.
They said it's sold out.
It's at Shea Stadium.
They said that shit sold out.
Right down there.
Yeah,
it's gonna be down there by my job.
In like days and shit.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
But I don't want to do that.
It's about to be right there by my job.
Festivals is not for me.
Mad trash.
It's too much walking on your feet all day. That shit is too much. If you got a certain artist you want to see,
yeah, that's not out here. They ain't not doing that. Ain't no way they walking to it. Ain't like a strip in Miami.
Three stages. So you got to walk from stage to stage to stage to see.
In Shea Stadium. Shea Stadium ain't that big.
They did it at the fucking football shit. It's the same thing. It's a stadium.
And is it
Miami? Yeah, but it's
in Miami, Mets. They got the football joint?
They was at the football stadium.
And you was tired of walking?
That's a baseball. Shea is baseball, bro. That shit's smaller.
That shit is crazy. I'm trying to tell you some good shit, my nigga.
I know it's going to be packed down there.
All day thing. You walking, you smoking, you drinking.
Rolling loud.
Yeah. Like, all that shit I did, I'm talking about meat shit. I smoked 8 blunts. I was chilling. I do that at a festival. It's over. It's just too much. Oh, you know I got the bottle in there, too.
Word of mouth. You got the bottle in there?
Yes, sir. That's what I was doing. This nigga boofed it. Nothing like that.
The 42 in there.
Yeah, I bought that shit in there. Everybody like, yo, how you did that? I'm like, niggas, glass.
Yeah,
like,
glass. Glass
is not going off unless they got the shit that show what's on you.
You go with the glass.
I took the whole bottle in this motherfucker.
Every time, every trip.
Nah, see, they caught my ass trying to do some shit like that sometimes.
Oh, you trying to get a nutcracker somewhere and they got you in the club.
Sometimes I got in, sometimes I ain't get in. But I try to take a nutcracker in the club before.
I would snitch you out.
All they do is they just wand you and make you take your sneakers off your belt.
Because I was a damn fool.
You know, they patting you down. Like,
they didn't even let me in the club because of that shit.
That was some, I wouldn't let you in either. That's some dumb shit.
It was dumb. You know,
but we speaking about rappers though. What's up with y'all, man? Boozy and keep beefing with Lil Nas X.
I told you, Mike Tyson said he liked that shit.
I think Lil Nas X said I got a song coming out with Lil Boozy.
He did say some shit like that.
Boozy said something before that. They just been going back and forth.
Man, he be wilding like, but now I think the Pops got into it and shit. Like,
yeah.
Boozy hit him with that. You like cause your son's a bag. I like, yo, what's wrong, yo. It's about to be a civil war, my nigga.
That's a fact.
It's about to be the Mooks versus the niggas that ain't with that shit. And Boozy gonna be the general of the niggas that ain't with that shit.
The niggas that don't give a fuck fit in this.
You gotta
pick a side.
You gotta ride with Boozy.
You might gotta pick a side or something.
Pick a side.
Ain't gonna lie, I think Tone going there is getting to that because, real talk, I'm gonna say this shit. And you do the math on the odd research and all that dumb shit. I heard on the radio today, a basketball player said, the team knew about this funny face ball boy.
Meaning, what do
you mean by the ball boy is this guy.
He wants to get the towels and shit.
Whatever he does.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
But he watching niggas cock, so I call him the ball boy.
He's watching all the balls.
He gave a new meaning to the ball boy. He over there cock watching. So he says about the one man, Jason Richardson, he said, some wild shit. He gave the rundown on him. I can't even repeat it. I try to help y'all. But he said something so crazy about the man. And he's like, yo, that's uncomfortable. And yeah, that's uncomfortable. I'm in my shorts, jumping up, doing maneuvers.
You gotta worry about somebody watching you.
Not somebody, this man over there watching my cock, like getting aroused. I'm not okay with that one. That's not that cool to me. I don't like that.
All right, so what about if you had, like, if it was a gay nigga on your team, like, no joke, like he was a mook, but he on your, like.
Well, they got that gay football player right there.
They got a lot of gay football players and a lot of gay sports players.
For
like
me, my original response is, yeah, I'm going to fuck out of here. But now I'm a grown man, bro. Make sure your locker over there, my G. Please, like, can we come to an agreement? We in the same locker room, everything. But could you go over there with it?
You can't control. Even if he over there, he going to be ball watching.
Nah, but he going to be in the other aisle. The locker rooms I know, well, there's probably some high school shit. Yeah, they shit is over.
Yeah, they're like some.
Oh, nah, I'm gonna handle my business at home. Shower, change, whatever I gotta do, bare minimum.
You doing
quick? No shower. I ain't never been with that funny shit.
I'm not gonna lie. I be
a group shower right now. We supposed to do that?
Y'all with that shit?
Group shower.
When you're
in jail.
Yes. Yes.
You
had your boxes on.
Yeah. Some niggas
was out there.
Somebody freaked
them. I was in camp. And the white boys,
does it mean crazy. Does it mean anything or just some niggas don't give
some,
a fuck?
Some niggas, but nah, they had like they certain times, so you know, like boy, it's three, like nah, boy in there naked right now. Let him do his thing, and we ain't got nowhere to go. We ain't got nowhere to go. But nah, some niggas, older niggas though. But other than that, niggas got their boxers on and shit.
Yeah, because like in them sports world, like football players, they be just dead ass in the locker room, just swinging and shit. Like, I'm uncomfortable with that shit.
They don't got like
they be having dividers. Nah, they just be
ain't no dividers. You sure you never even been in there? How you don't got dividers?
I mean, some locker room, I think they be.
I'm telling you, I need a divider.
Yeah, I'm not right next to it. Right.
Even if I gotta pay for this shit,
yeah, they right.
Fuck out of here.
The home probably got yeah, LeBron like, shower, LeBron locker, like. But they definitely probably got the team locker.
Yeah,
you know
but
saying?
Nobody uses
got
it.
Yeah, nobody uses
it.
So what you trying to say, bro? They should, like, the ball boy should be allowed to.
Yo, that shit is just him admitting some shit. Is the ball boy even gay?
If he said that his dick was down to his knee, Bobby, what do you think?
That might just be his fetish. He might, I don't know.
What?
Maybe that was just his observation.
You I'm saying.
Wait a minute. I gotta get back to this.
I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying he could be. He's most likely gay. Obviously, we know that. But we don't know if this ball boy was gay. He just was watching Biff.
They did say he had a history of cock watching. Sorry.
He's sus.
Yeah, evidently.
He's sus,
but
you're not
supposed
to know that.
That.
You still playing ball. You're not paying attention.
Okay, so I did bad on the story. The way that they know that he be not just watching and keep it to himself, he's reporting shit like Jason Richardson has a to the.
Oh, he like the cat.
He talking shit about what he see.
Okay, so yeah, so then he get his ass fucking fucked up for shit like that.
Yeah, fuck him up, Bobby. That's a hate crime.
No, see, it's not a hate
it's
crime.
It's about to be a civil war. I just told you.
That's not a hate crime.
With that shit.
It's not a hate crime.
You fucking him up because he like you.
No, I'm not fucking him up because he like you. You talking about my personal belongings. What you doing? You out here spreading my business. Stay up out my business.
I agree.
We have a conversation. Like, if I was to hear that type of shit. But other than that, nigga... You going, if you going, you got your sweats on, you swinging. People going to see you swinging.
So if you get a job in the WNBA and you get to see the butt-naked Jones...
I'm not supposed to be running my mouth. If I run my mouth, she got the right to come check me.
You're not going
to
come tell your brother Biz, my brother Tom, and me. Bro, what? T. Cooper ass is fat.
Yeah, I like women. I'm going to do that. Yeah.
That's what he doing. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
It's weird.
All right. But like I said, if I'm watching her
and
I'm saying her nipples is pierced and all of that shit, and I'm saying
all
to y'all, if she find out, I'm running my mouth. Shut up. I'm out here comfortable letting you see these titties, nigga. You going to go tell everybody?
They work and they get you can't tell me.
Man, you too worried.
You can't tell them that.
People too worried about too much. That nigga he's sus. He definitely OD sus, but that's not your problem. You just playing ball, all right. This nigga watching, he's mo. But okay, he's over there with that shit.
Nigga cock watching.
Oh, fuck I'm posting.
Y'all seen them trying to storm the ball place for Kyrie?
Yeah, like, what is that doing?
I don't know. Yeah, make some noise. Shout out to them.
I really understand what's going on.
I like it. I agree.
They go for fear in their heart.
Because it's not just about them doing it for Kyrie. It's because they're not vaccinated and they couldn't get into the game.
Oh, gotcha.
That too?
That too. Gotcha. So we can't get into the game.
Yeah, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Kyrie can't play. We can't get into the game. They causing up a ruckus. Shout out to them.
The unvaccinated is out here wilding. Yeah,
that's a part of the civil war too.
Yeah, I'm vaccinated versus the vaccinated. Yo, it's about to be a bad civil war is going on. Who's first? The niggas that ain't with this shit.
But that's what I was. I was thinking the other day.
They have a problem with the mooks. Just don't do that shit with me.
Tell me this too. So all the. You know, I be following all the rap shit they got rap in Louisiana. Boy. They got the North, they got the top boys versus the bottom boys and all that shit. That's their shit.
That's crazy.
That's the name of their shit.
Top boys versus the bottom boys.
That's young boy. That's their shit.
That's crazy.
It's mad. You know, you got GDs, BDs, but all this shit. Mm-hmm. are those not civil wars? When these niggas is
picking off versus each other,
is that not what's the definition? Going, that's a civil war. It's going on your and you're fighting your own civil wars. You fighting on your own turf.
Yeah.
So, but we got a bunch of civil wars going on.
If they start popping on the white people, it'll be civil war.
No, I'm saying what they doing, black on black crime, is a civil war.
It is, but it's not considered to the white man, because the white man,
they don't give a fuck. We're always trying to say they don't give a fuck about them civil wars.
They ain't no civil
wars. that's what we're always trying to say. They don't give a fuck about that.
That's the plan. You talking about your ownership, but respectfully, you are. But they don't give a fuck. That's what I come. They don't like. You want to make a point, you got to prove it on the white person. Because we don't give a fuck either. I do.
No, we don't.
Okay. I'm drinking to me. I do.
I mean, I do.
That's like with the Kyle Rittenhouse dude.
I don't. You can't say we and then say I do. That means they.
The judge said they can't call his people victims.
They. So that's bullshit.
That's
just that.
That
should be having
so defeated. That's like, why I really feel like this shit is chess, right? And I know that with chess, when you fuck up and you make a bad move, it can cost you the whole game. So the way we playing, we're so far back. We don't got too many pieces left. We losing.
Are you talking about
general, just black, all of this shit, like everything is in place, like. This shit is chess. It's in place. So instead of us just always like, we're fucked, we losing the game because we down by 30 or we bad.
Low out.
We got to start figuring out a way to play the game to get back. And everybody doesn't get all on one accord. And not we. They don't care enough to do what it takes or to pass it to the kids and let them see what they need to do what it takes. Because they got it set up. It makes sense about that,
what's
that
the,
music
what's
shit.
The shit y'all was talking about with
the music? The
crazy bone, lazy bone, wishbone.
Yeah, the music
they were
shit.
I'm trying to say, since, like, you know, the white people got the private prisons.
Yeah.
The rappers was the influence to create.
To fill them up.
To fill them up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it was a payout.
So
you know,
the, whatever they rapping about, they going to try and follow them and shit like that.
Drugs, shooting.
And they filling them shit up. And the niggas getting richer.
Niggas is getting richer.
Is Rikers a private prison?
Yeah.
If it's hard to close down, probably.
Probably.
Because they just had the pictures of niggas sleeping on cardboard floors in the holding cells, pissing in plastic bags, shitting in plastic bags.
But before that, which is
crazy
fucked
shit
up. Like, it's
I ain't gonna
fucked
lie,
up.
Going to
but
jail
just trying to
is
think
fucked up, man. If they treat you like that, because I seen another thing, I was probably on TikTok or something, a nigga was in jail, and I'm looking at his walls and the shit that he, I'm like, nah,
but
that's not for me.
Just think, like, could you imagine, like, so they said that meeting was, they got assigned NDAs and they wasn't allowed to talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, a lot of us, black people, like, a lot of people don't understand stocks and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So what they was telling them is that basically y'all could get really, 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 really rich from this shit.
They didn't even catch it.
They didn't, because it's like a sell your soul type shit.
It was selling your soul.
Is there a way to, but they couldn't put that information out there. Mm-hmm. Is there a way at that moment for them to have invested and
change shit? Nope. They're probably just gonna get, like you said, a stock.
They're
like,
have to invest.
Because that's the thing. They're telling you that it's a private gospel. It's private. So it's, you can buy shares in it. Mm-hmm. So if you buy shares low and then we fill it, this shit is gonna go.
You're gonna
be making money forever. Which is why they say Jordan got some shit to do with some of that shit.
That's not Jordan.
Okay, that's not him. All right.
Because
some niggas, every time they say it's a different one, they say it is, then they say it's not.
I don't think they say that no more. They were saying that before, but I don't think that's that. They said it's not that Jordan.
Okay, but if you know money and you know shit that's going on, there's probably some people that said, fuck it, I'm going to rap anyway. I'm not going to make people. Like, Eminem had a whole fight about, is he really making people kill their mom and do this shit? Or is it all this other shit that's going on? So you got the movies and you got all of that other shit. So it's kind of fucked up. Did music make you live that lifestyle? Did music introduce you to that lifestyle, or was it what you saw outside your window?
What you saw outside your
window. Walking to school every day.
Came from that music.
Okay.
What you saw outside your window is what made that music.
That too.
So
I know, but for everybody, it's not the same thing. That's why music is, hip hop is such a thing, because the white people. It's not outside their window. They got to do the music. They're not going to go do that shit. Speaking so only that, the black people.
They might.
No, speaking of that, because when we was at the concert, it was three little white boys. They was in there watching all niggas swag. Like, just watching everything. Dead ass, nigga. They watching. Trying shit. To see, like, oh, all right, I see how he put that together. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, he smoked his blood like this. Like, they love it. Oh, he got that bottle, like.
We do the same thing.
Watching, I'm like, oh, these little niggas watch.
But what you think we do? Oh, we want the Range Rover. We want the Tesla. They want the Rolex. The all this shit. Yeah, the suit. The yachts.
And they was.
It's not for yachts for us too. Yo, right.
So let me ask you, what would y'all did in the rapper's position? But to buy in, to you could buy in.
I dropped it all like he did. And be looking stupid.
Dropped it.
Yeah, I can't do that, man.
It's gonna happen anyway.
He said he dropped it.
I just because shit happened, I don't gotta take part in it. Niggas gonna snitch anyway.
Oh, they over him.
I ain't snitching.
They over him.
Somebody else gonna do it anyway. They by doing it, you have the chance to buy into these jails.
Buy into the private jails.
You gotta stop.
So you gotta stop going. So you tell these little bunch of black kids to do dumb shit in your music.
But it was deeper than that because it was like they said. All the rappers that was rapping about positive shit was getting disappeared, like no airway, like whatever they were stopping.
That's still to this day.
That was exactly.
Yeah, that's still to this
day. And all of the bullshit is what they going to go
they
promote.
Push it to
it's
this day.
About what you believe, though. I don't believe not. Which, but if you tell me I can do this to respectfully, God, please don't think of me too crazy. If I can do this to white kid, shout me out.
No, it's not about what you believe. It's about it's about
I can fill it up with these little white kids. They're gonna listen to me, and there's gonna be a lot of them in there.
But
I'll do it.
At the same time, what if you were already rapping about this anyway?
What do you mean?
If you're already rapping it and you know that they're doing it, maybe
they want you. They wanted him to rap about it, like keep it going.
No, it's pretty much. It's pretty much. No. It's pretty much like. You already rapping, like, we know what you rapping about. That's why you're here in this meeting. Mm-hmm. We want you to continue doing what you're doing and be yourself. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, gotcha.
So we're also letting you know that this private meeting, you can't tell nobody, but you could buy shares in these private prisons or whatever.
I ain't doing it.
But probably what they probably wasn't even telling them to buy it. Because if they're paying you, if this is the meeting and the label.
They're not going to try to let you buy stock. For one, they're not going to try to give you stock in their shit. They're just going to try to give you some upfront money or something and keep you down below them. Because once you get in that
stock. No, they was trying to let you there. They was trying to tell them to
buy
shit.
What they said, they was trying to say buy into this
invest in it because it's going to make a lot of money.
That's what they tell you.
I watched the game. They tell us
no, they telling you. That either way, we see where hip-hop is going. So either way, the way you rapping, we feel like it's going to influence kids to do dumb shit anyway. So, since that's what you're doing,
they're gonna let you
make double your money or triple your money.
But, you know what I mean? Ain't going to be to get you on A level, but you can
no, they can't tell you shit. You could have bought up the motherfucking stock, and then what the fuck you going to tell me? I don't even got to rap no more. Y'all can fill the fucking prisons up all you want. I'm still getting paid. And I'm not making these kids. Y'all doing y'all bullshit, sending them to jail. I'm getting paid off black and white. More white people go, it's private prison. It's not just about black people. It's just about your role that you would be playing in doing
it's
it.
Way more
but
black
if you make hip-hop music, that's what you're doing anyway.
Huh? Are you with it or you not doing it? What you doing? That's what he's asking.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna invest. I'm making money. I'm a hip hop artist, right? Hold on. This is what I'm doing, right? If I was probably a rapper, I would probably rap some educational shit. So let's just get that out the way anyway. So they probably wouldn't let me get on there because I really want to talk to niggas. You know what I'm saying? So it's a no go for me with that, right?
So like,
but if I was doing that and y'all telling me like, all right. Invest in these private prisons. I kinda, if I knew something about like investing, cause that's how these niggas is fucking rich and wealthy. Alright, cool. It's my shit. I buy and sell when I want. And y'all don't got this not with the record label or nothing. This my shit is alright. Alright, bet. I retire. I don't got to do shit. And I'm just, why? I could tell. I'm not supposed to tell. I signed the NDA. I can only say, yo, man,
I think it was probably deeper than that. I think you can't just...
No parts of what? What about what you're doing as an artist? What about people that listen to your music and go out and really do what you're doing?
All money ain't good money. I don't want parts of
that. I'm saying... Hold on. I'm saying...
I don't want parts of that.
I'm saying that. Let's say you somebody like NBA Youngboy. Not saying they need the money or anybody. Let's just say you're somebody that rap about that life. Period. You're gonna rap about that life anyway. So the motherfuckers that is live that life that you're talking to, you're gonna tell them to stand tall with certain shit, how you rap and never rat, and you're gonna do your part of what you do. Cause you're just gonna make the music regardless. So that has nothing to do with you investing stock in this shit, because my music is gonna influence regardless. That's what I'm saying. It's not like...
But if you know that's the plan, why wouldn't you change what you talk about?
I might not rap and just go buy the stock because I know what's going to happen.
That's the same thing I'm saying. You got to sign
in.
But
I'm not rapping. I'm walking.
I said you could retire and you have the stock. They're going to fill the jails either way.
Yeah. But you saying that as in cahoots. I'm selling them.
No, I never said
it. Blowhole. I don't like what y'all doing. And I'm going to sneak.
Somewhere else and get your own.
And I'm going to just buy the stocks.
You're right. You can do that too.
I ain't got nothing to do with this shit.
But you know
what? Yeah, I do got a point there.
It's the same thing.
I'm going to come up and help my people not to do this shit.
It's the same thing. You could tell them, I'm buying in.
I'm not rapping. Oh. If I can't buy in without these guys that's doing this shit, I want to be a spectator. I want to bet on the game. That's what I want to bet on the game.
It's fucked up.
It looked like the niggas going to lose.
Yeah, that's kind of like shaving.
Who's
going to
lose?
Nigga?
How you going to lose?
Niggas lose because they we influencing our own youth.
It doesn't matter. All they saying to you, listen, this is what? This is the 90s, so it wasn't Reagan, it's right? Early, it's Clinton. This is three 90s. Strikes. The jails is coming. We filling them up. We giving you the inside game. You can put your peoples on, your family.
It's not about my people. It's just us as a race.
What are you
people
doing about
my black
investing?
Babies in well, jail yeah. on purpose? That's the plan.
Everybody's going to jail.
I'm not.
No, I mean, I'm saying the population from the time that they told them till whenever
it
went
up. Know that now. But then at that time, I will hope it never happened.
But it's like a snowball thing. There's no way to.
Can I ask you a question? Do y'all think it's like a rite of passage to being a real nigga?
Yeah, speak English, nigga.
Speak English, though.
No, like, do you think it's certain things that you have to do or go through to be considered a real nigga? Like,
You can't be a real nigga doing mad
like
bullshit.
Some people think, like, if you go to jail, you a real nigga. Like, if you did a bid, you a real nigga. Like,
no, because
dumb niggas just go to jail all the time.
If you take care
I'm
of your family,
some people,
you a real nigga.
Like,
they
do
they,
all
they,
type
they
of
put
shit.
That, like, I did a bid, nigga, I'm a real nigga. Like, you feel me?
Real niggas with bodies, real niggas without bodies.
There's real nigga commandments that I think we need to make. There's real nigga shit you gotta abide by.
Yeah, that's a fact. And it should
be. You should not be fucking with your brothers or man's bitches, number one.
Okay, now.
Hell no, the more I can't give a fuck. You shouldn't be lying to your man's. There's a bunch of them, man. You can't get it all done right here. But I know that's number one and shit like
so
that.
Write them down and come back next week.
Yeah, it's definitely
it's many
shit.
Though. It's a lot. Like, you gotta live righteous to be a real nigga to me. You can't tell me, Ra, I punched this old bitch in the mouth today, and I'm going to say, oh, real nigga shit. No, nigga.
All right, because this is a question I had,
no,
too.
No, nigga, that's not real
would you
nigga
fight,
shit.
Would you fight somebody with a disability?
If they keep playing around? Yeah.
Now, y'all know the Roland Ray nigga?
Ah, fuck him up. He keep
him running. Yeah, he be talking crazy to people and shit like that.
Ah, rocking snapbox. You know that, too.
Nah, as long as he ain't touching me, I'm good.
Yeah,
good.
If
he's just popping shit, he good.
Yeah, he popping shit. We
you
good.
You can't let people get you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you attack him,
what about me running down on you? He speeding up on you with his shit.
Look, if you got a disability and you attacking me, I will fuck you up. That's fair game. You attack me, you tugging on this right hand.
It's lit,
come on now, you wild. You been talking and doing all that, and you know damn well you can't do
really
shit. So you know what? You need to. You gotta come on now. But that's because you attacked me.
Okay. If they attack you, it's
you can't you can't action. Talk me. You can't talk.
Yeah, nah, spit, so no, spit so no, nobody could.
Spit
nobody.
Is crazy, but I'm still not gonna get. If you're in a wheelchair, I'm thinking wheelchair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, electric joints. I'm gonna flip that shit or something.
Nah, I'm gonna smack the shit out you in the face.
He spit on you.
I wouldn't even be that close to him, so let's hope it doesn't.
Spit though, guy. He got wheels on that motherfucker. That nigga got up for you.
I ain't even gonna lie.
Because you know, you like, wait, what? And that nigga.
Yeah, I might slap.
What?
Like Tone just said, if he rolling up on me, just if a nigga, it's no different. If you walking up on me and I get space, and you walking up on me and I get space, eventually I'm gonna pop your ass. Let me not listen.
Let me make a correction to what I said. But if you got a disability and you attack me, I will fight you. I ain't saying I will fuck you up, because you ain't assuming that these motherfuckers with these disabilities,
they got
the motherfucker with a wheelchair will climb up on your ass
or on your neck. They always tell you, sit in the car. You know what I'm saying?
The front seat.
They always tell you that, nigga. It might be wrong.
It's bad game right here.
I ain't giving no fair game. I'm jumping on them.
It's that front seat.
Yeah, but I know. Put some respect on their names. Shout out to all those.
I'm one of them, and I was about to waiting for you, because what you going to do with me?
Man, listen.
And I'm certified disabled.
All right, that nigga, they pulled out the car.
That dead leg?
Yeah.
That's paraplegic.
Yeah,
paraplegic?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, see? But see? He got across the line. I don't want to do
Wait,
it
Wait, you
to
know
him.
What I'm saying? He could have talked with a nigga like him talking mad shit. Why? Why?
Because he want to get dragged like he got dragged. That's why. He
want to
get paid. He wanted that.
They do be talking shit, though. Like,
I want you going to get what you want.
I hear you. He didn't want that, though. He told him, yo, y'all don't got to do this. Somebody could come get me. They could have...
He didn't know what they was going to do to him,
their officers, they could have been patient. Somebody could have came and, all right, let's rectify the situation.
Bro,
they just like authority. So we telling you to get out and you tell us no.
Somebody has this girl trying to get in here. I bet you that nigga don't give a fuck once that money come in.
Well, yeah, he going to get the money now. That's why he going to drag it out.
That's why he was talking crazy.
But they didn't have to do that.
No, they didn't. You know that.
I used to be scared of the people with the disabilities and shit. Like,
we talked about this too.
But like, they be drooling and shit.
I ain't scared of them.
I used to be when I was younger. Wow. I had a whole trailer in the back of my school and shit. They used to be mad at me. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know. Something about it just spooked me. Like, I don't like that.
It's different. Nobody really teach you that when you were a kid. When I was in, like, Canada and shit, you got to swim at the end of camp and shit. And they used to let the disabled people swim sometimes. And
what kind of disabilities they had?
All different kinds.
They could swim?
That's what I'm trying to act.
It's, you know, they in the water side,
the standing side, playing.
They were shit.
Stop.
People were shit.
Oh, my God.
First, no lie. They would be, no, that's water. Like, that's not them. That's water getting in their mouth. That's water. Like, water.
Yeah.
So, they would be naked. A lot of them would be butt-ass naked in the locker room, like shit. You said.
Where you was at?
This is like can't. They be butt naked in the locker room.
I wasn't at this trip.
And there was a few times I swear to God I stopped swimming. There used to be like a glass in the bleachers. I like for camp I'm done because when they swim I don't swim with them because they were shitting in the pool and they was pissing in the pool.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, how old you
was? I was probably like, I think I was like 12, and they lied and said I was 13. I wasn't supposed to be in there, but I was in there.
Yeah, shit like that.
I just spent some up there and shit like that.
What did you think when you saw them naked?
Oh my gosh.
What?
This is crazy. I gotta get up out of here. Like,
I ain't gonna lie.
This is naked.
It's so crazy that one blackout I ever experienced, I happened to be at some fucking pool.
Oh yeah.
And these old niggas was in there. They didn't care what was happening. They was just out of pocket.
Like old people.
Yeah, I mean,
in
nigga,
the gym,
naked,
especially
naked,
old
man,
white
get
men.
Comfortable, man. You
will
know,
be
I don't want to see that shit,
man. Naked, son.
Have some heated pools. They be comfortable.
No, I'm just in the locker room. Just in the locker room, getting dressed and shit. They just be just free.
I can understand if there was some women in there. Get in there, show off, man. Nigga, do your thing. But no, we all, bro.
I think that's why they do it though. It's like it's all men in here. Like we all got the same tools, yeah. So it's fucking.
Dog, they think
because females be like that. They walk around
butt ass, mad, comfortable.
You know what I always thought about that? They say she wants you no more. Like coochies, they all look different. A little bit,
a lot of it.
They look different. But it's not. I think with females, they can't see the coochie from the front. I think for them to really lay down and spread it is weird. They'll walk butt ass naked because you just see the front.
I'm trying to say, if your man's over there got the little Vienna, and you playing real how you supposed to play, it don't make him look good.
It was cold
that night. Yeah.
It was cold.
Coochie, what you gonna say? Oh, her shit was woofing.
That shit stinking.
That's different.
Stinking.
Stinking. That's a different.
Yeah, but ain't that awesome comparing? If it's a locker room with just men, ain't you comparing your manhood to whatever other biff you see in it?
And I don't want to.
What you basically would be saying?
Let me tell you this. I don't know what you're talking about.
You said if your man's got the Vienna, how you know?
Wait. I'm trying to explain to you this right now. If me and you popping something off, I'm going to see what you got going on, respectfully. If you got the nerve to come calling me Vienna, I'm going to respectfully tell you, bro, you dead serious. Stop playing. And you should know because what I saw you had to see, so that means don't play with him like that. Know your role.
You talking about? What are you talking about? Locker room.
Wherever you see that, don't play around with me. Don't call me little shrimpy, even if you joking. Because in my brain, this is a real life shit.
Because you comparing your biff to the shrimpy.
Because I can see what's going on, bro.
Yeah, you can see. But that's what I'm saying. You gonna see? Not even popping off. You in a locker room. You in a locker room, as you said. It's all men in a locker room.
If
you
don't want to be naked. We shouldn't be looking at that. We in a position where we can't knock it. We popping her off.
That's different. No, you went into that one scenario. You was talking about being in a locker room. Women could be around women. You're not fucking women. You're talking about women could be around women. They can see titties and shit. You saying men can't just be ass naked around men. Of course, they're not supposed to know homo. But you talking about if he got the Vienna and I'm swinging, I'm supposed to be swinging.
You know what I'm saying? Chicks all like the same. They all like the same. It's like nothing to compare. So who cares?
And men compare. That's what I was trying to say.
So
that's what you're saying.
Same thing, bro.
Yeah. It's snowing in Eternal for y'all?
No, because I snow.
Nah, I snow. I don't care. I be asleep.
I record it. It'd be funny to me.
Nah, I'd be having to tell, like, nah, you was.
I don't even care.
Wow.
You snow, bro.
I snow, so I know.
See, it's different.
Now it's different.
No.
Yeah.
You ain't even let me finish what I'm saying.
Tell me. I'm listening.
You may be in a position where you with somebody every night. I'm not normally with somebody,
I was with you. Me and you. You snoring, nigga.
But my snoring shouldn't be a turn off to you, nigga.
If you think you just snore.
I don't snore all the time.
Okay, you just snore when I'm around. No, fuck that, my brother here.
I snore when I'm drunk.
And again, constant, every night snoring.
That's what they call sleep apnea.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Because I don't even snow every night.
That's what I'm saying. I have to be drunk or real tight. Like,
they always say I'm not really drunk.
How the fuck do y'all niggas know if y'all snore every night?
You
snore every night?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I don't know about
me. Yeah. You snore. Yeah, you were snoring last night.
Oh, you asked the first, like, well, I snore?
Yeah.
When I'm drunk, dog, I know
you
can
catch yourself snoring. I don't know about y'all, but I know
you're here. Like, damn, I'm just snoring.
I was wild.
You snore so loud, that shit wake you up. Like, god damn.
That's what they call sleep. That's what the sleep apnea is. Like, you miss a breath in your sleep, so you automatically just jump up. Like, oh, shit.
But that's why I don't think I could do it every night, though.
I don't care.
Nah. Female? Go
with me.
OD.
Yeah, riled up. Just go to
like, I can understand if you for die sure. And shit like that. It's understandable.
Niggas had to do that up north, though. It used to be niggas that snow something. Yeah, I'm about to go sleep, my nigga. When this nigga
started, I'm gonna
be, you know, shit's like a fucking lawnmower. Like,
you can't even beef with a nigga about that.
You can't say nothing.
I heard you can't wake niggas up in there. Nope. Like, then you wake them up.
Man, you got telling yo, go to the doctor or something in the morning, bro. Try to get something. Cause this shit. Nah, it used to be a nigga turning on them big ass industrial fans on. He was snowing over that.
That's me, bro.
That's crazy.
I said, wow.
I ain't gonna lie. You don't want to sleep in the house with me.
See, nah, see, I'm good.
My man, shout out noted. My man Ken. The nigga.
That shit is noted.
We went, no homo. We went to go, no homo, to bed the same time. I wake up, he's missing, no homo.
So you snoring crazy.
That nigga said, Ron, what the fuck?
Yeah, so shit.
I couldn't sleep, nigga.
Yeah, you gotta get like
some. Right, and the thing is, he recorded
the machines and shit. Machines,
yeah, so. I've been supposed to get that. He recorded it. So now I'm hearing, I'm really making this noise. I can't even do it when I'm awake. But it's like, he said, Rod, you didn't breathe. I was like, damn, son. And he has it. I'm gonna ask him if he still got it. I'm gonna ask him to send it to me.
Wild.
Nah, but I can't control it though. So, bitch, whatever. Like it or take it or leave it.
Cause this yeah, but don't they got that nasal shit?
No matter how you lay,
don't they got that nasal shit?
I don't,
try it. It's some shit on the nasal.
That ain't gonna work. You gotta have a machine.
They got different shit.
You try problem, it. The nigga I said was snoring over the industrial fan got the machine because that's the only way he quieted down.
Oh, they gave him a machine.
It's called a pat or some shit. Yeah, bro.
The machine is loud or something?
Some shit like KD got, but it's definitely kind of loud.
You guys to sleep with that shit on? Yep.
A mask on his face?
Might as well snore, nigga.
I know that.
Yeah, they tell me to do.
They, first of all, this is the thing. If y'all my real niggas, somebody come with me right here. I gotta go there and sleep for 8 hours.
Oh, you have to go there?
I gotta turn myself in. And I gotta sleep.
They're gonna monitor your shit.
Yeah, they're gonna hook me up and I gotta sleep, but I'm the kind of person that if you tell me to go there today, I'm not going to fall asleep for another 10, 24 hours just knowing I'm supposed to be asleep.
So stay up all day before you go?
It don't matter, bro. My body is going to still, like... And if I do fall asleep...
So then go and let them monitor that.
Then you got to sleep. You just waste until you go to sleep, you're wasting your time. Shout out my
they told you to go there, though, for that shit.
Yeah, I was supposed to do that right after.
Stay up and do the best you can. Bro. You got to go in there tired as hell. Or go, nigga, tell when I fall asleep, take me to the shit.
You crack it, man.
Yeah, you got somebody come with you. I did all the reads. You coming?
Drop you off. That's what you got to do. I got to go sleep, and they going to watch me, too.
Wait, you might as well.
Wait till he falls asleep or some shit. Yeah, you a snoring ass nigga.
You
too.
Snoring.
Man, I ain't about to hook me up with no machine.
Get you a man right next to me.
Niggas gonna be in there getting
mobbing.
Yeah, niggas.
Actually, niggas gonna, yeah, we gonna get kicked out.
Oh,
God. Me and Bobby will get kicked out.
Yeah, I seen that.
Say, oh, hell no.
You talk about that Civil War with the Moogs versus, you know, niggas ain't with that bullshit. Yeah, I seen Mayweather say he wasn't taking a picture with the nigga because his nails was painted.
Yeah, that was
over the top.
That was
that's OD. Yeah.
He don't gotta be Mook though. He could be Gaza.
Gothic.
No disrespect to the Gazas.
I don't understand that painting and nails thing. I see people do it. I see men do it. I don't understand it. I understand it for catchers.
Fucking who I seen
pause.
That shit. There's a lot of couple niggas painted they nails.
Like ASAP and
ASAP.
Tyler the Creator, but they say he's on that team. And
fucking what's the other nigga?
Lil Yachty.
Yeah,
Young
he
Thug.
Doing his toes and shit too.
Yeah, he love it.
Young Thug.
That producer, I think A1.
Gunna might have did that shit too.
Niggas want to be different.
I don't know that. I don't. Because
it's for you. Exactly.
But they try to get on with Mayweather for not taking. But you have the choice to take a picture with who the fuck you want to take.
It's just a bad look.
Yeah, you have to say because it's
nails. With the way the world is now,
that his natural shit. Like I'm walking, I'm not taking no picture with those.
Just said I ain't want to take no picture.
But why? You know what I'm saying? It's not necessary.
That was extra. He had to throw that because of his nails. That was like, what?
He's not thinking niggas.
He's just
on his natural.
That's discrimination.
He's saying, bro, you look.
You verbally discriminate against me.
You looked him up and down. You looked him up and down. You got to his nails, he said, oh, nah, I'm good.
How would you feel if somebody told you, nah, I'm not taking no picture with no, nigga with dreads, no nigga with chains.
That's what I'll be trying to say.
That's their choice.
That's what I'll be saying. That's where people are wrong. That's the sole reason is why I won't actually go take a picture with no fucking body.
Okay, that's you. That's you.
That's what I mean.
And I get that take because I'm like the same way. I'm cautious about that. Yeah, I told you the only reason that how I did how I did that.
I don't like doing that.
But like I said, I've seen people and I'm not doing that. However, with the way the world is now and social media.
Be tight.
And social media. You go try to say, you know, what up to any fucking who's a popping white person. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not in your fan. Come on, we not us, but a fan. Mm-hmm. That is very hurtful that you had it and they like, nah, I'm not taking no picture with you because of your nails. Now they're gonna go and everybody that paint there, the baby just did this shit. Now somebody else is you just discriminated. You should have said, nah, I'm not taking no picture.
And that's it. Wow.
Fuck out of here. And I overheard you say, fuck out of here, that nigga nails are painted or something. But you said to me, I'm not taking pictures with no painted nails.
That's his prerogative.
It is. And Floyd, he don't give a fuck. Right. And he has every right to. No wrong in the situation.
I'm saying it is wrong. Stop D-riding.
No, that's Floyd Mayweather. It's D-riding, but I mean.
That's Floyd Mayweather. I'm wrong. What's up, Floyd? You want to take a picture with me?
I hear you.
Mayweather also was shouting out Kyrie for standing tall.
Yeah, shout out Kyrie. And shout out the niggas that fucking bum-rushed the fucking Barclays.
This nigga said, I was going to post it on one of my socials and shit, but I'm going to just do it the old school way and read it. But still posted it on his social shit.
Floyd is a great fighter.
But yeah. I think he really read it for 50. 50's told everybody that nigga can't read. That nigga, he can read good.
You think that nigga can read that shit 30 times?
He probably had that shit memorized, right?
He ain't fucking with y'all.
Oh, shit.
But shout out to him for that. That's good. That's all cool. Good, you know, good gesture. More people
That's what he was saying, though. Like,
more people should be with Kyrie.
You supposed to have free choice and shit like that. Like, if you don't want to get vaccinated, you shouldn't be penalized.
That's what I think. Like, social media, man, it's bullshit. It really controls the narrative. It controls television and shit now. It controls everything now. It's like somebody could start some bullshit and get it going enough to make it, just like how them niggas had a fake football team. You could make it all the way to the top by faking it because they don't fact check shit.
If you are a rapper right now, and you don't put a little clip of your song or something on TikTok and have niggas dance to that shit, you are a fucking fool. Because you go on TikTok and you hear them little clips of the song, you see what's going on, that shit is addictive, my nigga. You like, oh, this shit fire.
But then you go
download the song, you might not like it, but it's still a stream. It's still going to go to your pockets.
Right. Yeah.
So if you doing anything, if you rapping, singing anything, put that shit on TikTok.
Or make a podcast. Up a dance or
I was going to tell you, you was on to something with that. Anything like that, nigga, that shit is... Man, I'm addicted to TikTok right now. I'm not going to lie to you, my nigga. I catch myself on there for a long time, my nigga. I'm not going to lie.
A lot of just shit on there.
If you go on there, my nigga...
Kids be on there all day, bro.
Word to mother, my nigga. You will be on there stuck.
It's mad shit on there.
It's funny shit. Creative shit.
Mad shit.
They just doing all type reacting shit. All type
I need to know
shit.
What kind of drugs they put in that motherfucking app when they did that shit. Whoever thought of that shit, it's basically like Vine 2.0, my nigga.
Yeah.
That shit is. I'm going to delete that shit off my phone.
No, we need that.
I'm going to delete that shit off my motherfucking phone, my nigga.
That shit sounds crazy.
I was having a talk with somebody and they told me they hate when, like when people say, yo, I'm a single parent, but the other parent is involved.
Who said that?
It was a female.
Oh, a single mom. The difference between mom.
Even if you're a single father, but you still have help. Like the other parent is still in the kid's life and shit. They said they don't like that term as a single parent.
And they're not a single parent.
What do you consider it?
If they're helping?
Yeah, what do you consider it? Yeah, like, y'all not together. Parents not together.
I guess y'all co-parenting.
And they're single, though. They're trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, what, like, she
don't like a woman. Title. A woman be like trying to say, I'm a single mom because it's just me
and my
kid because I'm not with the dad. But the dad take the kid and take care of the kid.
She's not a single. Well, she is single, technically.
You're a single woman. You're not a single mom.
But you have help from dad or whatever.
She's a single co-parent.
Yeah, that's what me and Rod came up with today. Like,
single co-parent?
When I was talking to Rod today, I'm like, I guess single woman. A single co-parent is the better term to say.
I think the better.
You know, there's another parent around somewhere.
Because I single, but I co-parent with his dad or his mom. Like,
so. Well, I mean, you know that once she tell you she got a kid.
Yeah,
and she's single, so you're a single woman.
That's not true. Now, but a lot of women say, I'm a single mom.
That's not true.
I'm saying,
the father has never been around. She's single and single. She's raising a child.
So then you're a single mom.
Right.
So if you tell me you have a kid and the father is taking care also, or you tell me he got any other type of weekend or something, you're a single woman. I don't need to say you're a single co-parent because that's obvious in what you just told me. You got the kid,
and women say that on their own, or men say that on their own.
That's why I said the women, if the man is helping, you're not a single mom. You're a single woman. If you're not in a relationship, you're a single woman. You're not a single mom. There's a difference. A single mom is she's doing it by herself, and she ain't got no man. A single woman is...
What about a man?
A single woman, is... She's co-parenting with the dad, and she's single.
Shaq said, a single mom means that the mother that's not in a relationship is a single parent.
Single woman, single parent.
Is when the father's not around. A single parent is when the father's not around at all.
That's a single mom.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, we got it. That's what I'm saying. You're a single... If you want to say, if you want to run around here telling people that you're a single mom, that father is not active. Okay. I mean, he's not active.
If you're a single mom, you should... The
father's not active.
No, single mom is...
I'm saying...
The mother is single, but she's a mother.
No, this is what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say.
That's what I'm saying, but this is...
You are only a single mom. If the dad is not helping, the dad is not around. So it's not child support. Hold on. I'm going to get to that. If the dad is helping and he takes care of his child and y'all co-parenting, but you single, so you don't have the kid for maybe a month, maybe a week. You don't have her because the dad got her or whatever. Mm-hmm. You are a single woman. You are a single parent. You are a single woman. You're not a single mom because you have help. Now, a single mom... There's no dad present, and there's no man that I'm with. I'm single. I'm a single woman. I'm single, and I take care of my child by myself.
So I'm a single man.
You're a single man.
You're not a single father.
Yeah, I'm a single man.
Yeah. You're a single co-parent.
That's what I was.
I just feel like you let the person know that there's another parent around in this picture, motherfucker.
And I'm not
communicating
with them and shit.
It's not obvious because there's some niggas that's not around, period.
Well, I'm saying it's obvious based on what she tells you. If she tells you that there's a schedule or any type of help that's coming with the father.
She might be talking about she's single. She might be screaming she's single.
But I'm saying if she's telling you about the father when he come get the kid or some shit, now you know in your mind... she ain't a single. Well,
that,
to me,
she's
not a single mom. She gonna tell me she a single mom, but I know she's
when
not.
When you first meet a woman, she's not gonna say all the extras. She's gonna say I'm a single mom. She's not gonna tell you the extras curriculum. You ain't gonna learn that until later on after you communicate.
You gonna put
the
pieces together.
If you talking to me and you're saying that you're a single mom, and we get into the conversation, and okay, you have a kid. Well, where's the dad?
Oh, I don't know if I'm asking too much of that.
I'm not saying, but I'm saying you getting into it one way or another. If you're talking to this person, so cutting to the chase, where's the dad? You talking to me? Do you live with this nigga? Where is he? And you're gonna tell me is he present or not present?
That might be one of the real nigga rules, though.
I don't be asking too much
about
another
like
man.
You're going to have to...
Well, no. I'm not talking about...
I'm going to figure it out, though. I'm definitely going to figure it out.
The reason why y'all would be saying that is because it's not a position to really build. It's just, it's, you know what I mean? You're not really putting her in no type of position. You know she got a kid. You don't really give a fuck where the father is. I'm in this particular situation, as in regards to what we're saying, is like, she gonna tell you, you talking to her, she gonna tell you, yeah, I'm a single mom. I bet you're a single mom. To me, that means that you doing it by yourself. Now, more and more, you telling me, yeah, I gotta go pick up this child support. Oh, I gotta, the kid is this, the father this, that, and third. Oh, okay. You just a single woman.
What about men? How does it go on the dad's point?
We just said it. You think say I'm a single?
The dad is usually man. The dad is usually a single man. Whatever. With a child that he take care of.
Okay. Shout out to all of everybody that take care of their kids, though, for a fact, though.
Absolutely, always.
Fuck the deadbeats. That's a part of the real nigga. You can't be a real nigga.
If you said deadbeats, close your ears, you ain't feeling me. Yeah, pussy.
Shout out to Boozy. But stop beefing with Lil Nas X, my nigga. It don't look good. Don't nothing come from that, man.
Yeah, ain't nothing gonna come from that,
man. Well, I'm gonna get out of here on that note. It's your boy Provolone Tom.
It's your boy Roger, you heard?
Bobby Loso, you wouldn't know so.
Yo, Wild Bessie, I'll be safe out there. Real niggas fuck with me, real niggas fuck with me, real niggas fuck with me, and I don't give a fuck about it. Real niggas fuck with me, real niggas fuck with me, real niggas fuck with me, and I don't give a fuck about it. Being real the greatest glory of life. Fake niggas never tell a story the same way twice. Lil' real or die trying is still a victory, nigga.